from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Thousands of families flee Fallujah war zone. Hundreds of families were pouring out of the Fallujah war zone Thursday after Islamic State militants apparently lost control of the main road southwest of the city. Thousands of people crossed the bridge out of the city and walked 15 kilometers to reach the Al Salam Junction, where they are collected by Iraqi security forces and local authorities. The flood of people, most of whom had been without adequate food, clean water, or medical care for months, will arrive at camps that are already bursting at the seams. Some 42,000 people have fled Fallujah since Iraqi security forces, backed by coalition airstrikes and an army of Shiite militias, launched an offensive to retake the city from Islamic State control. Meanwhile, in Geneva,
women and girls, some as young as 9, are used as sex slaves.
United Nations investigators say a systematic campaign of rape, slavery, and killing by Islamic State militants against Yazidis amounts to genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria released a report on Thursday. Paulo Pinheiro is the chairperson for that commission.
And the transfer of Yazidi children from their own families and placing them with ISIS fighters. The public statement and conduct of ISIS and its fighters clearly demonstrate that ISIS intended to destroy the Yazidis of Sinjar in whole or in part.
Islamic State fighters surged into Sinjar on August of 2014, killing hundreds of Yazidis, including the summary execution of men and boys who refused to convert to Islam. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence starting Thursday over the war-torn northern Syrian city of Aleppo, where it is backing the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after United States Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia in Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Jan Egelin is a special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
It is therefore very positive that a truce for 48 hours was declared today in Aleppo City. We need more of this. We need it in Aleppo and we need it elsewhere.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing these ceasefire. After more than 3 years of floor speeches imploring congressional action to combat rampant gun violence in America, Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Murphy took more drastic action. He took over the floor of the United States Senate on Wednesday to begin what would become a nearly 15-hour effort to hold the Senate floor. Finally, early Thursday morning, he ended by urging his colleagues to ask themselves what they can do to make sure the country does not experience another mass shooting. Senator Murphy said there was an agreement to take up legislation barring those on the FBI's terror watch list from buying firearms and another bill to expand background checks for gun purchases. Many are unhappy with Congress's lack of effort in implementing reasonable gun control. Robin Thomas is the executive director of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
Of course, that's what Congress is saying because they certainly have completely failed to act in any way. They've completely not stepped up to their responsibility and their duty to pass any laws or even to do research into what laws might work to help address this epidemic. 117,000 people shot in the United States last year, and Congress hasn't done a single thing to address it.
3 days after the Orlando, Florida attack at a gay nightclub, Senator Murphy had pledged to keep speaking until Democrats and Republicans agreed to take action on gun violence. The government of Eritrea says its forces killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops and wounded more than 300 during fighting Sunday and Monday in a contested border area. There's been no independent confirmation of the figures released by Eritrea in a government statement on Thursday. In an interview with VOA's Horn of Africa service, Ethiopia's Communications Minister Getachew Reda suggested the figures are inaccurate and stopped short of denying them. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.